I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.
To do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and that cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
This is the John Richardson Show
with John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to Here We Go, the podcast of this week's John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio with Susie Ruffle.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, disciplinary. Is this the second week in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I was silenced.
Yeah, you have been silenced by producer Will there.
By a man.
Would you like to say anything, Will?
Sorry?
Yes.
Didn't feel like you meant that, to be honest, Will.
Can I just say
how delighted I am that's happened, because I've had a stinker today. Yeah. I really have had an absolute stinker. It's not the way you're supposed to sell your own
really
podcast.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, because I am awful today. I think I started off well, and I think I was rocked by an early voice note by Graham.
You weren't that bad.
You don't think I was that bad? Oh, no, because now I'm reading this as you've been worse, and that's what I read into your eyes there. Oh, no, do you not remember a couple of weeks ago? We all had a chat about it afterwards, how poor you were. You've been great, guys. So stay tuned to just hear how three people can lift another. They were the magic carpet. I was Aladdin. Is that all right? No?
I can't talk. I've been silenced.
You were silenced today. It was only your mouse. We had a very squeaky little mouse in the studio today, and it upset somebody in Devon. It was a really funny show. We had some texts in that were deeply personal, and some of them very upsetting, but some of them were very funny. I'm really selling this badly, aren't I? It was a really upsetting show in which I was terrible.
Do you want me to have a crack?
Yeah, please.
This is the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio with Susie Ruffle joining him this week. It's a really funny show. John's John. There's ups and downs. He has a small crisis halfway through, but we love him because that's the vibe. Will and Charlie did a brilliant job. Charlie had a clicky mouth. Someone got in touch. They weren't thrilled about it, but it was still really good. We had some brilliant texts. The text went off. We didn't know what to do. Texts were coming out of our ears. We had really lots and lots of fun. As ever, John's really putting himself down, and we suggested we take him for a pint. He won't help himself. But we really hope that you enjoy the podcast. We had a blast.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
That's new. I've done a new one.
Yeah,
well,
I like
hello
it.
There. Is I that like all right?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? You do one. I'll finish a song and then you come off the back of it as if you were starting, because I don't know what to do. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Oh, it's Saturday and I'm in love.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you said that in the corridor, didn't you?
I did say that in the corridor.
That's your
just
new
because
one.
I get quite buzzy when I'm on here with you. I get quite excited.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
These two over here, Charlie and Will, tutting and sighing all the way down the corridor. Here we go again. Like the Green Mile. Anyway, welcome along. Happy Saturday. The gang's all back together. Charlie wasn't here last time, was she? So now we're all back together again. Woo! Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wiping pastry crumbs off the table. Sorry for interrupting your meal. Anyway. Charlie wasn't here last week. Susie, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't.
For any listeners who weren't here last week, let's start as we always do. Not the cleanest show on the radio, but certainly the tidiest. So here's the unfinished business from last week.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Santoro. Is that what? No, I can't do it.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I think you've got to say the name of the person you're doing the impression of. It's sort of in that the impression's not flying. That's Angela Barnes. I believe they call it going in two-footed on Lindsay Santoro. Would you like to do a Lindsay Santoro impression or an Angela Barnes impression? Or do you want to keep some friends in this biz?
I'm not. I can do a Josh Widdicombe. I can do a bad McIntyre. That's all I've got for
that's
you.
That's what I'm all over. Are we calling that a good Lindsay Santoro?
I briefly thought, did Lindsay do the show drunk?
Angela was here last week, not Lindsay Santoro, just to clear that up. We celebrated, as I'm sure you did, National Grammar Day, and some pet peeves that you have around grammar. Seems we didn't finish the job. Graham got in touch during the week with some more feedback.
Hi, John. I heard you talking about National Grammar Day last week and some messages that came in about people's pet peeves with grammar, using pacifically instead of specifically is one example. But I think you got it wrong. Grammar isn't concerned with using the wrong words per se, but actually is the systematic set of rules and principles that govern how a language is structured and used. I would have thought you'd have known that, and I expected better from the Commissioner of the Literal Police. Many thanks, Graham.
Don't you end with many thanks after a message like that, Graham. Cheek of it. That really upset me, that one, halfway through. But I think you got it wrong, John. That was like the end of a murder mystery.
He must be a teacher.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that sounded like you were getting a little talking down.
I have been admonished.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do other than apologise. I apologise to Graham and everybody else I've upset. Ever. But that's a long list, isn't it?
Yeah, how long we got? It's only a 3-hour show.
I know. I'm going to offend some more people now. Nice tone, though. Do you know what the teacher vibe was? He's exhausted by having to tell people off. That's what the vibe. He's sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ring another radio show. Here we go. His wife's just in the corner. Just let it go, Graham. No. I have to be honest. I phoned Chris Moyles. I phoned Greg James. I'm phoning John Richardson. That's the only way. We discussed also...
That was very good, the accent.
Thank you very much. Anyone but my own. Always happier being somebody else. That's gone darker than I meant it to.
Happy Saturday!
Hi, guys! Where's that whoop? Where's the whoop I made you all do so we can pretend we're happy to be here? There we go. Now I feel good about myself again. We discussed a pub last week that was offering 25p pints.
Oof,
indeed. Too cheap, innit? It was in the news that wasn't in the news last week. Prompted a discussion between myself and Angela about the cheapest pint you'd ever bought. What's the cheapest you've ever... You're a bit younger than me, aren't you?
Yeah. A little bit. Probably somewhere... I think in Budapest I got some quite cheap beer.
Okay.
I feel like
she's made it global. This is when you book Susie Ruffle, you get global. That's what
it is. Well, you know, that's the thing. People from Portsmouth, we love to travel. that's what everyone says. Yeah.
You see the Isle of Wight there. It just tells you, doesn't it?
Well, that's the thing.
There are other places.
Yeah, you grow up witnessing land.
You can see.
You know, and boats, and it makes you think of the wide open spaces.
Rob's got it. It might be about Budapest. We don't know. Rob got in touch about cheap pints. All Portsmouth.
Hi, John. Heard your comments on the prices of beer after talking about a pub offering 25p pints. As someone of an age who has earned the right to go on about you youngsters, back in the day, my first pint was 15p. Better than that was my first foreign holiday in 1983 to Corfu, where a pint was 14 drachma, I think about 5p. As you can imagine, full advantage was taken of that, resulting in me sleeping on the roof of a hotel, towel rolled out, ready to catch the rays when the sun came up about 5 hours later. Woke up to be told by my wife she'd had the police out looking for me, searching the island everywhere. Cheers, Rob Thomas. Great show.
Oh, Rob, you legend. Absolutely wonderful. That's just that delivery. He knew it was coming. He wasn't racing to get there. just absolutely wonderful. If you can match that from Rob, get in touch. Email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Here we go. Here we go. I like that. Will didn't think I was ready for the song to end, so he gave me a here we go. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Right now. That was too angry, wasn't it? Yeah. That was right. Everybody at home, sit down. We're doing this now.
I think it's because that man corrected your grammar.
I'm on the defensive now.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
And I know he's listening.
You just got to shoulders down. It's all right.
I don't think my shoulders have ever gone down.
No.
No. And I tell you what makes them go higher, a massage or any sort of physical contact.
I think you've got to be a very, very relaxed.
Yeah.
Also, have you ever had a full body massage?
No.
No.
No one wants that. Nobody. Nobody. When I walk in, they don't go, oh, I hope I get to do all of that. I'll see if I can do the shoulders without vomiting, and then we'll talk about upper back. It's so tense. We're like massaging a rock. And so you're very tense, aren't you? I don't know you and you're touching me.
Yeah. Do you think you're having too much protein?
Possibly. It's in everything now, isn't it? Everywhere, protein.
I mean, it was the first thing you said to me when I arrived this
morning. Wandered in with your protein yoghurt, didn't you?
Oh, well, I didn't mean to buy a protein yoghurt. I'm not on gains.
There's no on protein yoghurt anymore.
But now...
protein in your biscuits, protein in water.
Water?
Water. I tell you what, I'm going to write a routine about this.
Great.
I'm going to lampoon this across the nation. By the time I get out on tour again, someone else will have done it better. Alan Carr will do it. And I'm like, oh, is it like, it's like Alan's routine, but not as good. Anyway, it's gone very negative.
Yeah, gosh.
What has
this
happened?
Is
Graham, do you think?
I think it might be Graham.
Yeah, it started about 20 years ago, so I can't really blame Graham.
Graham, could you get back in touch and let us know whether you've met John before?
Oh, yeah, flashback. Oh, no, I met Graham outside a nightclub in Lancaster 20 years ago and he gave me a right dressing down about my clothes. Speaking of which, you've got some shoes on, haven't you?
Yeah, but listen, I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm some high-flying comic. It's got loads of shoes. Sure, I've got a couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah. I like your shoes.
I like my shoes. I'm putting them up. I mean...
they're like a... I didn't realise the sort of patchwork effect on the back. They're a sort of patchwork a hiking boot trainer.
Yeah, yeah. They're quite leddy.
I like them. Your wife said...
they are... well, she looked at them and then said, oh, they're vile.
Yeah, I like that.
Which is very honest.
It is brutal, isn't it?
I appreciate that. But then she said, they're quite you can pull them off.
Yeah, which I think is worse, because I think the shoes are vile is just honest, but the shoes are vile, that's quite you. That's really horrible.
Well, no, I don't think... see, it wasn't until you reacted in the way that you did.
Yeah.
Because you said, well, that makes it sound like she thinks you're vile.
Yeah, that's how I read that. They're vile, that's very you.
No, I think that says more about you than it does about my marriage.
You hope. Not going to be thinking about what I said on the train home, though, are you? And another needle goes in another relationship. Richardson wins. Just keep undermining them one at a time. I think it is quite... it's a bold thing to say.
Yeah, I think we are quite honest with each other with clothing and things.
Yeah, I don't think that works. So I think I'd like to know... how many people are in those relationships where you could say something that... well, you keep saying honest. I'm just going to say brutal. Because if I walked in with new shoes in any setting and someone went, ooh, they're vile, I wouldn't recover from that. Just not at all. So 8, 12, 15 on the text. No, and every time I wore the shoes, even if then I received 100 compliments for the shoes, I would remember that first time someone went, oh, they're disgusting. Is that deliberate? Do you like wearing horrible shoes? Is that your thing?
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but... once, when I was quite a new stand-up, I turned up at a gig thinking I looked, you know, quite nice.
Yeah.
Wearing the kind of clothes that I've always worn. And someone went to me, oh, are you Susie? And I said, yeah. And then they looked at what I was wearing and said, I didn't know you were a character act. And do you know why it was? It's because I was doing... I was doing the little sweater vests.
Yeah.
The little tank tops. Everyone's doing them now.
Yes.
I was doing them 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was doing them 15 years ago and I wasn't a character actor. Anyway, I'd like to know the worst thing your partner's ever said to you. And since it's Mother's Day, I'd take a special angle on mothers as well. I'd like to know if your mother's ever said something horrific to you, or if you're a mother and you've said something horrific knowingly to your children. We'll get to some of your offensive texts that are already making me laugh a great deal.
Yes.
I never told you what was coming on, and I know people at home will be like, John, is there a structure for the next the rest of the show? What's going to happen? Are you just going to riff for 2.5 hours? Of course not. It's all been well-oiled and planned. Has it been well-oiled?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I think it's oiled.
It's oiled, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to push on with that. I Love You But is coming up very soon.
Yes.
It's our one and only dedication. We do one a week. It's a shout out, but you've got to say something nasty about the person. This week, as a Mother's Day special, it comes from a very proud mum who wants to say something mean about her son, which is lovely because it's not tomorrow yet, is it? This is your last chance. I'd say if you're a mum out there now, be as horrible as you can today because they've got to be nice to you tomorrow.
Don't listen to John. Please don't listen to John. Don't come to this show for the lols. Don't come for the life advice. I know the guy. He's a pal. Okay. That's just something from me to you, okay?
Oh, yeah. Too big a laugh there, Will. Too big. Literal Police is back too. Our ongoing battle to stamp out the misuse of the word literally. An offence from one of Britain's biggest sporting icons this week and a potential coup on the Literal Police from another comedian. I love it when it's in our biz. A new
he means
feature.
Business, Justin.
Biz, that's what we call it. Sorry, guys. Showbiz lingo. We've got a new feature this week and it's to do with our guest Susie Ruffle and it's called Ruffles and Feathers.
Yeah.
It's really good, that, isn't it? It's really nice. It feels like it needs a jingle or some music or something rather than me saying it and then a brief moment of silence.
do you want me to do it again?
Ruffles and Feathers.
Ruffly, ruffly, ruffly.
Oh, good.
I did my own jingle. Yeah. Is that an issue?
I was expecting the noise of feathers for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I don't... Could you... What are the noise of these?
Yeah, this is not
is
my...
Is this radio?
It's
is
not
this
my, radio? It's not my favourite thing I've ever done. 8, 12, 15, roughly, if you roughly, have an outrageous roughly. Opinion that'll upset people, and we'll do, of course we will, news that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news. Quite rightly, I imagine a lot of you have been ignoring the main news bulletins this week. However, we're going to bring you some of the lighter stuff. You can get in touch about anything, anytime you like, 8, 12, 15, 03-01-23-12-15, johnabsoluteradio.co.uk. Would you like to read one of our what's the worst thing someone you care about has ever said to you text?
Oh, yes, I would love to. Hi, John and Susie. Our mum once said to me and my sister, I hope I don't get dementia when I'm old. Otherwise, I won't remember you and your sister because you've both got so fat since you were younger.
I mean, that was the first one in. That was the point at which I thought, this may backfire, this feature.
Yeah.
That is quite something, Karen.
Yeah, Karen in Colchester.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. Just thanks for that.
And I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I hope you're getting the help you need, you and your sister. This is lovely from Wayne in Bournemouth. Says, I went home after a haircut and was greeted simply with, oh, that's better. That's really nice. That's got a lovely bit of passive aggression to it. Keep those coming in as well. These are very funny. John M. Redditch. Which I hope is a triple bar. He's given me his full name, but I suspect he might be from Redditch and he doesn't want to give me a surname because he thinks I'm going to track him down. I've got that vibe. I'll stalk you. My mother was in the audience. I've started this like an old routine from the 30s. My mother was in the audience, see? Well, when we appeared on Family Fortunes about 25 years ago. Young, do you get Family Fortunes?
Yeah. Love Family Fortunes.
Is that still is it giving memories? Is that what you say?
That joke.
Who's your Family Fortunes?
Vernon Kay.
All right, then.
Who else would it be?
Les Dennis.
It's Gino nowadays, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
Right. John says, my mother was in the audience when we appeared on Family Fortunes about 25 years ago. So already backstory, we know he's not had his mother on his team because he's been on and the mother's in the audience. Mm. So she's not part of the team. So there's a tension there already, isn't there?
Yeah, there's already been an awkward car journey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. As we finished recording, she said to my wife, Kay, I've seen your hair look better. Really lovely stuff. Marie says, my mum and my nan... That's your mum's mum, so that's double points. We're having
mum's
a conversation. Yeah, there's a little biology lesson there for anyone listening. Your nan's your mum's mum. Can be your dad's mum. That works both ways. Your dad can have a mum. That's weird, isn't it? Who knew? Anyway, my mum and nan were having a conversation about what type of cat they would be, and they both announced that I would be Bagpuss. Marie from Newcastle upon Tyne. Does that land with the youth?
Yeah, I know Bagpuss.
You get Bagpuss?
I think you'd be Grumpy Cat. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely Grumpy Cat. Yeah, I don't mind that, though.
And I am Top Cat.
Oh, wow. I'd like to be Heathcliff. Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should terrorise the neighbourhood. Just me? Oh, my mum, Tina from Stoke, this is massive. My mum once said to me, if I had my time again, I wouldn't have kids. I'm not, I can't. I'm delighted that you've texted it in, and I asked the question, so it's my fault.
Yeah. Also worth pointing out, Tina is John's mum.
Yeah, I've managed to shake off the Stoke accent. It's really big, that, isn't it? Really big.
Wow.
Good morning, John. That's lovely. Paul...
No, it would have been lovely if it was John and Susie, but go on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Good morning, John. And John with no H as well. Whilst on holiday in Lanzarote, I proposed to my now wife, Sally, who obviously said yes. Super excited, I phoned my mum to tell her the news. After delivering the news, there was silence for what seemed like an eternity. And then she said, why? Is she pregnant? It's gone in a direction I didn't think it was going to go in, this text.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are like little films, little Mike Lee films, aren't they? I was after some little funny, like, oh, we're doing an alternative Mother's Day thing. And what I've basically said is, text me if there's genuine crisis in your life. If there is a rift that is only healed once a year and it's tomorrow, text me. Take some flowers and you can both forgive each other. Well, I'm loving them. I mean, but by all means, keep them coming in. I'm not saying don't send them. But you know what?
I think it's the vibe you've created.
It is. You know, well, that is the exact. We find out what your audience is. You ask a question, and your people come back to you and say, "This is what we're here for, John." So you'll have a lovely tomorrow. Will be different, won't it? We're doing this is like Mother's Day Eve, where you can just talk Let about loose. The misery in your life. I don't know what I thought the end of that sentence was going to be. I mean, we're going to have a conversation about what is too brutal on this text. I think some are being forwarded on, put it that way, to people who, it's like one of those mid-morning features where they go, do you know, just stay on the line. We're going to get somebody who can talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Because that's a fungus I've not seen before.
John, you said you weren't going to bring that up.
Yeah. The shoes are keeping it under grips for the time being. Keep them on. It's John Richardson and Susie Ruffle here on Absolute Radio. Will and Charlie are here to make sure that we speak to the youth. Sometimes I can go a little bit senior in my references.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we did just have to explain to them who Des Lynam was.
The difference between Des Lynam and Les Dennis is a conversation I shall carry with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, we both felt, I'd say roughly 100.
I felt 100, but I was glad to be 100. Because I'm glad I know the difference between... Sorry. I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody thought that Les Dennis used to host Match of the Day, and that has brought me great, great joy.
And remember to listen to Will's other show that he produces, Rock and Roll Football, later today.
You've got to have some light-hearted joy when the text that you have got going has turned out to be, I mean, something that even certain TV shows wouldn't touch. Ellie says, how does this go that you... I'm sure... Yeah, anyway... I'll just read the text and then we'll all deal with it. I called my mum to tell her that my cat had died and it had cost me £75 to have it cremated. Her response was, never mind, that's cheaper than your dad's. I mean, you've got to say it like that, because otherwise you've got to put classical music underneath
it
and talk about it for an hour afterwards. Diddle-a-da-da. Cheaper than dad's.
When I got my cat cremated, they gave me the option of individual or group.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I want my cat's ashes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just want... Some.
Yeah. That's a, yeah.
So isn't that funny?
I wonder who says group.
Yeah. And then you got a little pot that you put on the side. You go, oh, that's probably like a guinea pig, half a rabbit.
I had a wasp's nest in my house once, and I called a guy who said, I can come out and charge you 100 quid, or I can tell you what kind of stuff I buy and you can get it for 6 quid at the supermarket and do it yourself. And that's the sort of cremation version where they can say individual, group, or just whack your oven on and, you know.
No, no, too dark.
Jackie in Stockport says, let's have some wacky music under this. I tried my wedding dress on for the very first time and my mum said, but you can't have your hair up because your ears are too big. That's just a bit of lovely fun that stays with you forever, isn't it?
Just something that you'll think about every single day, always.
That's just the first waking thought of Jackie in Stockport forever. Anyway, it's time for I Love You, But. This is the time when Saturday morning, all across the other stations, people are being nice about each other and saying, oh, thanks for being you. Not my vibe, really. So we do I Love You, But. It's one shout out, especially Mother's Day. This week, I'm delighted to say we've got a mother who wants to be critical. I bet she's nice. First, they always are. They use it as a trick and they say something mean so they can say something nice. Let's find out. This week it comes from Fiona.
Hi John, thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. This week I'd like to give it to my son Sebastian. Seb, I am so proud of you for getting into a really good high school, despite the fact we don't live in the middle class suburbia that surrounds it. You've managed to avoid our nearby version of Grange Hill and I couldn't be a prouder mum. I love you very much, but after a busy day at work and picking you up from school and making your tea, please could you at least try and give me some room to sit on the sofa I paid for? You and Gretchen the cat seem to get some sort of kick out of stretching out so much that I'm left hovering on the edge, or I'm resigned to the chair no one sits in. Please let me stretch out in peace. Even if it's only just for Mother's Day tomorrow, from your loving mum, Fiona.
The guilt trip is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could I just sit down just for one day of the year? Please, could I sit down on a chair on Mother's Day? I really like that.
Real kicker that Gretchen the cat's getting sort of preferred treatment.
A cat doesn't understand what it's doing, does it?
I also don't think that a cat's going to go, oh, it's Mother's Day, I better give Fiona some room.
Yeah. I mean, the cat thinks it owns the home and the cat. The cat thinks it owns you.
But
but the Sebastian could do better. So,
Sebastian, well done for getting into that school.
Well done for getting into that school, yes. And good luck with all the middle-class people. good luck as well to Fiona as well, because it sounds like she's carrying some baggage into the relationship with the new parents of the friends he's going to make at that school.
Yeah, middle class.
Oh, you live down there, do you? Must be nice. Yeah, what have you got? 3-seater couch, is it? So you all get to sit down. Oh, well, that sounds like bliss. What, they let you sit down on a Tuesday when it's not even Mother's Day? Well, you've raised them right, haven't you? Must be nice over that side of town. Well, have you got a brown bin as well, have you? Oh, and they pick that up weekly. My God, the life some people have. Get in the car, Sebastian. Anyway, that's this week's I Love You But and slight meltdown on my behalf. I apologise for inhabiting your lives, and I wait if you text in and you want next week's I Love You But, I promise not to roleplay your life for 5 minutes because everyone in the studio is looking at me now as if there's going to be a bit of a chat.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's absolute radio where real music matters.
I was getting into that. Alanis.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? That's real.
Yeah.
And it matters.
Yeah.
It's John Richardson here with Susie Ruffle.
Hello.
Do you know what else matters as well as real music mattering? News that wasn't in the news that could, would or should have been in the news.
Yeah, that matters.
It matters, doesn't it? It's of, I would say, international importance, this feature that we're doing.
I agree.
I think it's growing. I would be surprised if it hadn't come up at the UN at some point.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think it will. So this is where we pick a news story that hasn't had a great deal of attention and we talk about it in a way that will bring amusement to people. because that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah.
We could do it a different way if you like.
No.
Have you seen?
I don't know if we need to sort of set it.
Just let it happen.
I think just let it happen. I think if you're saying to people, we're about to make you laugh, anything.
Yeah, that's what the kids do, isn't it? Just go straight on Instagram Live and just start, innit?
Yeah.
They wouldn't do any of this, the kids, would they? They wouldn't have a studio. They wouldn't turn up. They just do it from their houses.
They do it, while walking down the street.
Did you used to do a radio show when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it have a name?
I think it would have just been Susie Live from Portsmouth.
Susie Live from Portsmouth. And just you then, not a mate?
No. Wasn't lucky enough to have one of those. Couldn't afford a buddy.
Me and my mate Lee used to do Rocket Radio. Yeah, and we used to read like Look In and Fast Forward magazine, and we'd do like a make. I remember making a roly-poly man where you put a big marble in the bottom of a toilet tube and it sort of wobbles about like a sort of weeble. And then we were allowed to play it in class. Our teacher said, do you know what? We'd start playing it at lunchtime. People would gather around. And then our teacher was like, do you know what? Play it in lesson time on a Friday. And then that ended after a particularly bad show. She was like, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was the right call. The egos had driven us mad.
Yeah, it's good to have a reset.
I was wearing shades in maths. It couldn't continue.
No, simply not.
I was saying, over to you, Mrs. Hickson, take it away. She's like, no, you don't need to do that. School is not your show.
That was science.
Yeah, that was science. This is Enya. What have you seen in the news that you think people should know about?
Well, I feel like this is quite up your street. Up your boulevard, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, apparently energy habits are causing most family arguments.
Yes, not on this show.
No, new research on the energy habits that lead to the most household arguments have been revealed. According to a survey by Uswitch, leaving lights on in an empty room is the most contentious issue.
Oh, do you know, I felt the tingle go down my spine said that.
I think people should also know that you stretched out your arms and wriggled your fingers.
It's like whatever...
The child catcher.
Hello. Who's been in the upstairs bathroom? It's like whatever the opposite of ASMR is. I don't like the feeling of it, but it's got into me.
So 4 in 10 households argue over leaving gadgets on, leaving the TV blaring while no one's watching it, and heating costs and temperature of thermostats cause 39% of arguments in homes.
Yeah, I can believe that. I'm surprised it's not higher.
Well, when
it
comes to couples, the price comparison sites say it's more than a third who live together argue over the temperature of the thermostat.
Yeah. Do you?
And 19% admit to sneakily changing it. I would have the heating on all the time. Alice is like a dad from the 90s.
Yeah, well, that's it. What I was thinking...
We're indoors!
But what do you say, though? If you're the one who doesn't want it too hot, there's nothing you can say where you don't sound like a stereotype.
Mm.
You just sound like a whining old man. Just, is somebody I don't know about upstairs in that bathroom? Oh, it's funny because the light's on. There's nothing you can try and be funny about it. You try and be passive-aggressive. You do just have to tackle it head-on and just say, if that light is left on again... I'm going to burn this house down. Is that the best way to deal with it? I'm not sure. Again, a generational thing. TVs turn themselves off now. So that's a horrible moment when the telly says to you, nothing's happened for a while, and you have to say, no, I'm here.
Yeah.
I just haven't moved for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've just not got a vibe.
Yeah. Have you gone out? No. I'm trying to avoid thinking about my life. Yeah, I've been watching darts for 7 hours, mate. Okay, fine. No, I'll stay on.
Yeah.
Seems like you need me. So I'm just going to be over here showing programmes. All right. Yeah, I imagine. Temperature's big one. Light's big one.
Mm.
Fridge door. If you've got a fridge door that doesn't shut properly, big one. Ooh.
Yeah, you can't be leaving a fridge open.
Sometimes...
I once left the freezer open and... Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh, that's unforgivable.
Well, do you know, my wife's very understanding. She'd forgive me.
Do you think the comment about your shoes? Do you think there's a little bit of freezer still in there? Do you think there's a little bit of that day you had to eat 48 fish fingers?
I don't know. I mean, sure, it's a little chilly. Well, now you put it like that, I think I need to send a text.
Yeah, it's the what's very because you can say it to your partner. What's very awkward when you have guests who make those mistakes and you have to say, "Listen, you wouldn't know this, but that fridge actually you need to give it a little push, otherwise the milk will go off and it will ruin the rest of the week." But thanks for coming. It's been lovely to see you. I think it's best you left now. I know it's 5:30 in the morning, but it does need quite a push, that fridge door.
James has been in touch with us and said, "My energy pet peeve is my wife putting a wash on hot for 2 hours. There's no need for that. 30 minutes on 30. Couldn't agree more."
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Also, who's got the time?
A 2 hour hot wash. Yeah. The problem is, he lost that argument with the way he worded it. The first sentence, "My pet peeve is my wife putting a wash on." That you never, you can't come back from that.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, really, James? Is it? Okay, fine. Well, guess who's not doing a wash for the next month? Is it a shorter wash? Or I watched, there's a lady on Instagram I watch who does cleaning stuff and she gives you tips. And she said a cold wash, but for longer. Because actually it's not the time the machine is on, it's the heating. So you can do a longer wash, but on a colder temperature. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real chat
matters.
You're
listening to John's Breakdown.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to stay with me all week, the energy pet peeve. So I'm going to have a list on next week's show, I'll tell you now.
I'm not here.
I didn't say you had to be here.
Good luck, Bansy.
Yeah, you're going to get a voice note. You're going to get a voice note that comes across as two different files because it's too big. This story, I think, shows the kind of person you are. This is sort of a litmus test. You're either going to react to this with sympathy or not. And the headline is, "Fan attends wrong football stadium, 366 miles away." So Newcastle play Barcelona this week. Newcastle play at St James's Park, as do Exeter City. Exeter is not near Newcastle. If you are British, if you're Spanish and you Google St James's Park, you book flights, you come over to watch Barcelona, you turn up at Exeter City, as one fan did. You ask in a sort of broken Spanish accent around Exeter, "Why are there no other Barcelona fans here?" "There's a cathedral's lovely. I was looking for more of a football vibe." So a fan flew to Exeter and ended up watching a League One tie, which Lincoln lost 1-0 instead of watching Barcelona. Now, good people, I can see Charlie's eyes. You made that noise. I think that's your own fault. I have no sympathy whatsoever.
Oh, you're...
Isn't it
come
horrible?
On.
But
come
what,
on.
How was that? There would have been 50 points at which you would have worked out, these flights seem very cheap. This is quite an empty flight. There's no other football. There's so many points at which you would think, this doesn't feel right. These are the people that get scammed and we all have to change our behaviours. You just think, well, don't read your pin out on the radio would be my advice.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for this fan. And I think maybe I'm not a good person. It's great for Exeter City. They've made a fan for life. They've said, you know, we welcomed him in and he's had a lovely time and he's welcome back any time if he wants to come back. I don't think he will. No offence to Exeter City.
It's a lovely place.
I think. I tell you what, actually, for a Spanish fan to see a bit of League One football, no VAR, you could probably get a nice pint of local beer. Probably a better game than Newcastle Barcelona. Oh, no, can't even finish that sentence, realise I didn't mean it. But I just, you know, I read that immediately and I'm like, well, that is absolutely your fault. I don't have any sympathy for you.
What, have you never done anything wrong? Have you never made a mistake? Have you never been human, John?
We're not married, are we? Just to be clear.
No.
We meet up every now and again.
But, yeah, and you tell me to turn off the big light.
Yeah. That's made me sound much cooler and sexier than I really am. I think I've made mistakes. I don't think I've flown to wrong cities. I don't think I've booked an international flight incorrectly.
It's not you. I can't remember, but Sean Walsh he was meant to go to Hartford and he went to Harrogate.
He does it on a weekly basis.
Something like that. he had to reschedule a show.
Well, there's a few Newports. I know he's done the wrong Newport.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm sorry that not all of us are as organised as you.
I'm not saying you have to be.
But some people...
You wouldn't do this, though, would you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, he's no, you... But I like to argue with you.
Now, there is news of a new commissioner for the Littoral Police coming up. This is quite a big development. I don't know anything about this, so this is something that Will's planned behind my back. So it seems like a coup to me, but I guess we'll go with it. It's the literal police, if you're joining us for the first time. This is our ongoing mission to stamp out the misuse of the word literally. It's overused. It's been used a few times in the studio today off air. What's happened now is people say it in the studio and then there's a pause. And the person that said it goes, "Ooh, everybody's looking." And we all watch and then they adapt their sentence to make sure that they can get away with it. You've not done one yet. Do you want to do one now?
No.
Okay. You've got one in the bank if you want to. Have we imprisoned Susie, I think, from her podcast?
I think so, yeah.
I think sorry.
That's okay.
Now, there's a former Welsh footballer coming up, but this came in during the week on the Literal Police hotline and it comes from Gemma.
Hi, John and team. I'm reaching out to the Literal Police hotline by email, but I must admit I'm not sure if it will be actually read. Regardless of that, I'd like to bring an urgent matter to your attention. Comedian Russell Kane appears to be attempting a coup with the Literal Police. He posted a video on Instagram on Thursday evening with some pretty strong views on the use of the word literally. I do hope that you can assert yourself and maintain your position as Literal Police Commissioner. Best wishes, Gemma.
Oh, this is news to me. Have you seen this?
No, I wasn't across it. But for a while, I did think you and Russ were the same person when I first started stand-up. So, just a similar vibe.
We've got a very similar vibe. High energy, high octane guys. We did start, I think we started like the same week. I remember doing open spot stuff with Russell Kane and we had a very different approach to our pre-gig ritual. He was doing a lot of like squats and lunges.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
No, I can see that.
Mine was more sort of internal angst.
Crying. And
get it all out. Get the poison out. That was my pre-show ritual. Get all the poison out. Anyway, let's have a listen to this. I'm nervous. Use of the phrase, "I hope you can assert yourself," already makes me think I'm not going to do what she wants me to do. However, here's Russell.
Okay, I'm going to say it. It's time to stop using the word literally. Call it out, people. If you hear someone using the word literally, make sure something literal has... I literally walked here. Did you? Yeah. How bad was the show? I was literally pulling my hair out. The fine should be to pull your own hair out while I watch you pull your hair out. I want to see the literal enactment of whatever you've said literally as a punishment for the misuse of this adverb.
Listening to that and spending time with you, it does beg the question, are men okay?
Oh, no.
Okay, cool.
Have you seen the news? No. It's been an absolute nightmare. I would say in his own speech there, he said, "I literally walked here," for a person that walked there. Now, that's hyperbole. He didn't need the word literally, but it's not a literal offence if you literally walked there. So I think I'm safe as commissioner. I'll text him in the week. We'll have a little chat. I'll maybe get his response next week. Now, this has come in from Lily. This is a big gun.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence to report, and as much as it pains me, I have to report a fellow Welshman. I was listening to the Stick to Football podcast and heard Gareth Bale, last week's guest, say that he made sure his calves and muscles were literally bulletproof. I'm afraid it's impossible. Thanks for all the memories, Gareth, especially the 2016 Euros, but I think you need to go to literal prison. Hopefully they have some sort of golf facility for you to use in there. Many thanks, Lily.
Great one from Lily, to be fair.
It's a good nomination, and I like the pain. I like she's taking the job, so I don't want to do this, but, you know, I've heard it. Let's have a listen.
And obviously people are like, oh, he doesn't look after himself. Right. I would literally make sure my calves and sleeves were, like, bulletproof. They would be the strongest things ever.
No, it's just not good enough, is it?
In prison! You won't have a worse time in there than I saw him have at Elland Road when Sam Byram had him absolutely in his pocket. Guy couldn't move. He was literally a prisoner. Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm going in myself. He was exceptional that night, Byram. Anyway, Gareth Bale's in prison. Russell Kane is an ongoing case. How are you all? Not well, judging from the state of our texts.
No, absolute bin fire in the texts.
Yeah, really bad. Really bad stuff going on out there. But thanks for sharing it because it makes me feel better about my life.
And me feel worse about mine.
What is this really for? There's been a lot of points this morning where I've done something and you've all looked at me. Happens quite a lot. As if you're about to stage an intervention. So we've come up with a thing where basically that happens to you, Susie, if you don't mind. Take the heat off me for a bit.
Sure.
I can be quite unpleasant and negative.
Prickly.
Pernickety. spiteful little goblin man, as Charlie christened me some months ago. Stayed with me.
No lies.
Speaking truth to a man who has no power. However, we've come up with a new feature called Ruffle Some Feathers,
where you can
say something that you think is going to upset people.
Yeah.
And see how that goes down.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So have you got, like, something that you think, that's all right, Charlie, it should be down there. You pop that down there. You want everyone to know you've put that. If you wonder if Charlie's still holding that thing, she isn't. It's on the desk, mate. That's where that is. So you were warned in advance, weren't you, by our producer, Will?
Yeah, just was there anything that I had quite a strong opinion about? I kind of wanted to choose something that might make the angry goblin man...
Spiteful little goblin man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that makes me angry, and I can't do anything about it because you're saying I'm angry.
And no, if I get you're just angry jumping about up
you
and down.
Me angry. Yeah. Oh, so you're going to put it back on me? You're going to try and upset me?
Look, I'm just going to say it. And look, I know there'll be some listeners of Absolute that don't like this.
Better not be about real music, mate. If you're about to say you like unreal music, you're going to have a problem on your hands.
No, and I'm not going to say that real music doesn't matter.
No, okay.
Because I know it does.
It really does.
So, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone likes ale. I think it tastes bad.
Oh.
And
you're applauding, are you?
And to top it off, I think shandy's nicer than beer. And everyone's just pretending.
I'm not going to applaud that one. But the first one I agree with.
Okie dokie. Okay, well, I'm going to need a little moment. I shall prepare my response so that I don't react. I've been taught to take a breath and step away from conflict, and I'm not going to say some of the things I'm thinking at the moment. What are you basing this opinion on? You don't like ale.
My taste buds.
Your taste buds, yes, you don't like ale.
But also, I think there's problems with ale.
Mm-hmm. What are the problems with ale, apart from it making things nicer?
Well, first of all, it smells, and then I think that if you go in a pub and there's lots of ale, it stinks of people that have been drinking ale for a couple of hours.
Yes. So now we're getting to the nub of the matter. Is your issue with ale or ale drinkers?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
And the second, it's genuinely rocked me. The second opinion is that shandy is nicer than beer.
Yeah.
Can I shock you?
Yeah.
I don't mind that as an opinion.
Right.
Yeah, because what...
Do you want to meet in the middle and have a top?
No.
Okay.
Because I think...
Look, I'm trying to come towards you.
I think shandy is already a sort of halfway house, and then you've if you can't commit to shandy or beer, don't invent a third option. Do you know what I mean? That's like VAR. It's just you creating things now to use. There's no need for a top.
Okay.
There's shandy and there's beer.
Okay. Fine, I'll stick with shandy.
Okay, but I am going to come back on, and I would like the listener as well, 8-12-15 on text.
I know.
1-3-12-15.
I know how a lot of you are going to feel about this, but just know I'm right.
And what you said was quite controversially, as you're supposed to. I mean, you've ruffled feathers. You've done your job.
I've ruffled yours, for sure.
Oh, my feathers are
ruffly,
well...
Ruffly, ruffly, ruffly.
That's our jingle. You said nobody really likes ale.
Yeah, I think you're pretending. There you go, John. I think you're trying to be cool with the old men in the pub and your little pipe and your slippers and your cardi.
I am one of the most underrated actors of my generation, so it is possible. I'm not, am I? I'm not an actor, am I?
I think you're an actor.
Oh,
you were great.
I am now.
What is this?
I don't know.
I have a slight meltdown.
How have you ruined this?
Yeah. I
went to push the button for the song. And then I realised what I'd said wasn't good enough to push the button for the song. And now this potentially might be the last music ever played on Absolute. I think I've created a tension now that I think Sarah Champion is going to have to deal with. And I think she's going to potentially do the first hour of her show just chatting, just telling the Absolute listeners, look, we are going to get back to music at some point, but something happened. Then she's going to play a clip of this, but then this clip will run into her show. So then we're into rock and roll football. I think I've broken Absolute Radio.
Is it going to be like when Holly Willoughby said, how are you?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? That's it.
Yeah, I think that's what's happened. I'll just push the button. A music will happen.
Mm.
A real music?
Real music. Yeah.
A real music will happen.
Oh, well, that matters.
Let's never talk of this again.
Yeah.
Now, we've had a very late appeal on the Literal Police. Now, there's technically no time limit, but this is 40 minutes after the event, but mm-hmm. Sammy and Livy have been in touch. Me and my partner just had an interesting discussion on the Gareth Bale rule. I pondered whether Gareth might have a defence of his literal offence because of his use of the word like, saying that his muscles were literally like bulletproof. Let's, for anyone who wasn't listening at the time, let's remind ourselves of what Gareth Bale said on a podcast this week.
And obviously people were like, oh, he doesn't look after himself.
Right.
I would literally make sure my calves and slaves were like bulletproof. They would be the strongest things ever.
I think it's a good appeal. I would make sure that my calves were like bulletproof. I mean, how like bulletproof? Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't mind there being a Gareth Bale clause in, you know, people can appeal and say, oh, do you think that falls under the Gareth Bale rule? But you see, like is another problem. When we ask people what other things about English grammar do you dislike, they say they overuse the word like. So if anything, you're probably getting a double sentence there because he's unnecessarily used a like. But my partner, Liv, pointed out that although something can't be like bulletproof, it is either bulletproof or not bulletproof. We concluded the like defence is not applicable if the comparison doesn't make sense, which we've now dubbed the Gareth Bale rule. What I really want to say, Sammy, Livy, thanks for taking it so seriously. Thanks for having a good discussion about it. And that's what we welcome.
I thought Gareth Bale was in Batman. I'm thinking of someone else.
Yes, you're thinking of Christian Bale.
Cool.
Gareth Bale. I mean, he could do films. He's a handsome man. Mm. And he's got a lovely body. I've gone too far with that. The Shandy thing.
Yeah.
Tom says, I was once in a pub. The guy next to me ordered half a pint of Caliber Shandy. That is as close to like homeopathic pub visiting as you can get.
I've had a half Shandy before.
A half a pint of Caliber Shandy. Caliber is non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Would you have a non-alcoholic beer Shandy? Because you like the taste of...
Because I like it's very refreshing when the sun's out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... Do you know the problem is you get older, you just get a little bit more live and let live, and it's so tedious.
Jesus, what were you like in your 20s?
Oh, do you really want to know? Mm. My goodness, I'll take you back to Swindon's Magic Roundabout for an incident. Yeah, very, very angry young man. But now I just think, oh, do you know what? Let them have whatever they want. If that's what they want to drink, that's what they want to drink. But
literally let people do what they want to do.
Literally let people have a Caliber Shandy, guys. And I'm pleased to say that Martin has got back in touch. I said, please, can you tell me some of the things that annoy you irrationally? And I've pressed the wrong button there. Now I don't know which one to press. Good morning, spiteful little goblin man, that says. Martin says, people who support football clubs that they have no connection to, i.e. family or locality. I don't think you meet many of those, but I can appreciate being irrationally angry at it. This is sad. His second thing that annoys him, me. I think that's gone again in a sadder direction than I meant it to, because I liked the cycling with the arch of your foot, and it's ended with him saying, I'm just a really clearly annoying father-in-law, played for Leeds in the 50s. That's just for your appreciation. You played for Leeds?
No, father-in-law played for Leeds in the 50s.
Me? I'm clearly annoying father-in-law, played for Leeds in the 50s.
No, I think that's a new sentence.
Can you translate what Martin... We've gone from best friends to now I don't understand what he's saying.
I think he said, me, I'm clearly annoying... Father-in-law played for Leeds in the 50s.
Oh,
that's
I
just
see.
For your appreciation.
So he hates himself, but his father-in-law played for Leeds in the 50s.
Yeah, I don't think those two things are linked.
There's a lot going on.
Busy guy.
And he's gonna think about three more on his drive home.
I hope he doesn't see anyone cycling with the arch of their foot.
Listener of the week, Martin in Harpenden. Hard to see past that, isn't it, really? All right, so there will be a podcast of today's show available for anyone who... wasn't able to hear all of it, or, let's be honest, probably isn't listening now if they're a podcast listener. Was that fair?
Yeah, but I reckon there's going to be people that are going to go, that was so cool and groovy, I'm going to listen to it all again.
We do know that we have a listener who listens to the show and then the podcast and makes their mum listen to it, and their mum is not a fan, but has to sit through the show twice a week.
Ah, happy Mother's Day to them.
She was kind enough to reach out. So, you know, we named the podcast... We give it a witty pun title based on something we've discussed, and Will doesn't use it. Will just calls it what for the algorithm, don't you? You
it's
put like, three yeah, things we've yeah, talked
it's,
about.
It's so more people see it.
So yeah. More people see it. It's like search optimization
I'll put
and that.
Something to do with it.
Something to do with it. Mm. Would you like to suggest a title? We've been discussing on the whole, ahead of Mother's Day, celebrate Mother's Day Eve by horrific things your mothers or mother's mothers have said to you. Helen from Newcastle sent in a late example. When my nana first met my new boyfriend, she said, "He's not as big as I thought he'd be going out with you." That's the sort of horrific stuff that we've been discussing today. Families just being absolutely horrific because, you know, tomorrow will be lovely, won't it? It'll all be flowers and little teddies with hearts that say special mum and all that. So, you know,
because what my mum says when she says something like that is that if she says, like, "Oh, you look pale," or "Oh, you look so tired,"
yeah,
she'll say, "Wow, if your mum can't be honest, who can?" So maybe if your mum can't be honest, who can?
If your mum can't be honest is a good one. I like ruffle, ruffle, ruffle.
Ruffle, ruffle, ruffle.
Yeah, that's been a highlight for me. And I wondered if we want to encapsulate the sort of minor panic that I've had. Am I talking now? I sort of feel like...
Well, I've also written down John's intervention, so that sort of does link.
Yeah, I think it's something along the lines, isn't it? John's ruffle, ruffle, ruffle intervention. Can we get a bit of everything going?
What about Right Here We Go?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. That's it.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Right, that's it. That was this week's podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your texts and emails. If you listen to the show live, join us again next week, 8 till 11, Saturday mornings, Absolute Radio. If you want to email us during the week, it's john@absoluteradio.co.uk. You're off on tour?
Oh, I am. Yes, please. Let everyone know. I'm touring at the moment. Please come and see me. I'm really proud of the show, and I'm learning how to say that and not do it in a way of feeling like an American.
You helped me out at the beginning. I'll help you out now. Susie's absolutely brilliant. Tori's amazing. Go and see her. I'm just mooching about, so don't come and see me because I'll probably be at home in my underpants. Have a wonderful week. See you next week. John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Bye.
Bye.